This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now replying to the debate. We now take you there live.
और संविधान में उन्होंने जो जो सुझाव दिए उन सुझावों का संविधान के निर्माण पर बहुत बड़ा प्रभाव रहा था और हमारे लिए गर्व की बात है कि दुनिया के कई देश आजाद भी हुए संविधान भी बने लोकतंत्र भी चला लेकिन महिलाओं को अधिकार देने में दशकों बीत गए थे लेकिन हमारे यहां शुरुआत से ही महिलाओं को वोट का अधिकार संविधान में दिया गया।
Earlier, speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas, in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law and secularism and equality. Lavu Sri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP said, along with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, there were 389 members who had been inducted to frame the Constitution of India. BJP MP Tejaswi Surya hit out at the DMK and Congress alleging that the island called Kachathivu was given away to Sri Lanka by them in 1974 without following any due process envisioned in the Constitution. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of weakening the Constitution. He raised question on issues of unemployment, Agnivir scheme, crony capitalism and alleged atrocities against farmers and women. Countering Rahul Gandhi's allegations, BJP MP Anurag Thakur questioned the understanding of Mr. Gandhi about the constitution framed by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, which has given rights even to the marginalized. He took a dig at the Congress, saying that it was former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi who had imposed emergency in the country. He also accused the Congress party of undermining democracy during their rule and violence against Sikh. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral-free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from the 1st of January next year. In a statement, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said, this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and in the increasing cost of agricultural inputs on farmers. Our correspondent reports that the banks have been instructed to provide widespread publicity to ensure maximum outreach and awareness among farmers and stakeholders of their operational area. The move will provide enhanced financial access to farmers, ensuring they have sufficient resources to meet their operational and developmental needs. In Punjab, protesting farmers have once again stopped their Dilli Chalo march for a day. Our correspondent reports that the decision was taken in view of injuries to some farmers at Shambhur checkpoint when Haryana police was forced to use tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. In South Korea, Parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. In cricket, hosts Australia were 28 for no loss in their first innings against India on day one of the third test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane when stumps were drawn due to rain. And with that, we end this news bulletin.